It's Take a Loved One to the Doctor Day week. And Dr. Rachel Ross, sexologist, on the phone. Dr. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
Earlier this week, we had Dr. Oz on, who was talking about heart health and how sex can help heart health. He said two O's, and that stands for oranges, kids. He said two O's will make your heart stronger. Now, today, you're here to talk about how to undo a sexless relationship, a sexless marriage.
Yes. Unfortunately, too many people are in these types of situations where you've been together for a while, and as a result of it, you've gotten to the point where you're just not having sex very much, maybe once or twice a month. And it's happening more often than we think it is. Pardon me?
If that.
And I find that some couples are very comfortable with it because they have a certain arrangement, but other couples, one of the people tend to be suffering.
Yes.
Really hard.
Yes, Lord.
Suffering. Talk on it, Doc. Talk on it. Suffering.
Speak on it, Doc.
Continue, Doctor, please.
So in terms of the partner that's suffering, I'm making a plea to the other partner to think of sex for your partner as an essential type of food. Essential things like air, food, water, because for some people, sex really is like that. And if they don't get it, they start to feel a little choked out. They're more irritable. They're more irritable. They are way more irritable than they should have or could have been. Mm-hmm. They start wandering a little bit, might spend more time on Facebook than you wanted them to. Mm-hmm. And third and most importantly is they really stopped feeling loved. When your partner isn't getting any, it's not necessarily like, oh, I'm so horny, I can't have any. It's more of an expression of love and connection.
So when there's no expression, your partner feels
like you don't want them.
And this isn't just women who are not giving sex to their men. No. There are
it's
cases
men not giving it up
giving
to,
it
right
to their women.
Absolutely. It goes both ways. So I can't say it's
guys.
When
do you leave? When do you go, this is enough, I'm going to get out of this relationship?
Well, you know, I think you really have to put your best foot forward. You have to help your partner.
You've done that.
You've gone to sexual counseling. You've seen couples counseling. You've done everything possible. And this person still doesn't seem to understand that this is a need and you're missing it. Mm-hmm. Then it's time to think about other options.
Like taking your freak level up a notch.
Well, the problem is, you know, this. I see this a lot. One partner says, well, you know, I'm not getting any, so what I'm going to do is maybe go get a friend. Are you okay with that? And, of course, the other partner's like, no, you can't get a friend. You're not going to embarrass me. This is not happening. No, you can't. But as we're talking here, I want the other person to really start to understand that sex is a basic need in a relationship and that if your partner isn't getting any, you need to step things up, perhaps go to the doctor and see what it is. Your issue is the reason you don't want to give them some.
So you can't tell them to leave, huh?
I
can't tell them to leave because every situation is different. And if you can find someone who loves you and puts up with your mess and the two of you really get along very well, sex may not be the most important thing to you.
You don't always get along when you're not getting sex.
A lot of couples are. That's the thing. And I know this for a fact, that you can be great in every other area of your life, that's the one.
And, Doc, can I add one? I know I'm just a DJ and you're the doctor, but we want it without attitude, too.
Yes, we do. We want it without attitude.
That is very important. Right? Your mouth.
I don't want here.
No, here. You don't. You don't want here. Just here. Take it. Just take
hurry
it.
Up before scandal comes on.
No, you don't want any of those things.
Okay. Scandal sex is the worst sex, Doc.
You got to wait till after that. Scandal to get some. I mean, no, you then forget it.
Then it's lights out, partner.
So if you are in a sexless relationship, first step, you have to sit down and talk to your partner and let them know how it's affecting you. Don't just complain about it. Don't just say, well, it's been a couple months since I've had any. Let them know how it makes you feel, because sexual people, I mean, it makes it really hard to function in your work environment.
Yes,
you're
Doc,
irritable.
Thank you for
There's
that.
All of these things that chip away at a person's self-esteem. If they're a sexual person and they're not getting any.
Where's the best place to have that discussion?
over dinner. You don't want to have it in the bedroom. You know, it just wants to be somewhere neutral, perhaps when the two of you go for a walk. And particularly if you're finding that vaginal dryness is an issue, tomorrow
vaginal
on the doctors,
dryness.
We're actually talking about how to choose the best lubricant for, you know, for sex so that things are slipping and sliding. Mm-hmm. So I encourage everybody that, you know, love is important and sex is too.
And you're doing a great job on the doctors.
Thank you, Doc.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Dr. Rachel.
Thank you. See you next time.
Now, Dr. Rachel is going to be around to answer your text questions.
Your nasty questions. At
6:40.
We're going to rip some of these off for you, Doc.
We're going to have to disinfect.
We're going to have to disinfect some of these.
I can't touch these.
Yeah.
Get ready, Doc, because they're coming your way.
Put your gloves on.
I got them ready. I got them.
For these text questions, you can text Dr. Rachel for the next hour at 646464, and she'll text you back.